I don't believe that consent will be, the chair will object to the discussion there on the floor. Yes. We now will move to House Bill 1158, an act to reallocate a certain portion of state aid to education. Welcome and thanks for your patience, Representative Broderick.
Thank you, Chairman Burroughs. I enjoyed sitting in on that discussion.
Excuse me, Representative, do you have anything to add, as I understand you are one of the negative votes?
I'm surprised you would say that.
Mr. Chairman, point of order.
the chairman will overrule the point of order. go ahead, Representative.
Thank you, Chairman Burroughs, and good morning, and good morning to the other members of the Senate Education Committee. House Bill 1158, as amended, comes about as a result of our open enrollment policy passed by the legislature a couple of years ago. Under the open enrollment, the state funding follows the student. And in South Dakota, we have, I believe, 5 school districts that do not receive state aid from the state. And one of those districts happened to be in my legislative district, the Dakota Valley School in North Sioux City. And I believe another is the lead Deadwood School, at least at the present time. What happens, for instance, in the Dakota Valley School is they have had in the neighborhood of 28 students open enroll from the Elk Point Jefferson School District. They have set their open enrollment policy and they are abiding by it. But under current law, they do not get any state support for those students that are opened and enrolled into their district. I think that is, it's not equitable, and the purpose of HB 1158 as amended addresses that problem. Is what this bill will do is allow for the Department of Education to send the per student allocation to the Dakota Valley school system and to all other schools that happen to be affected, so that Dakota Valley will receive state aid, although their local effort is sufficient to educate their students from their own district. On the on the other side, in originally proposing this bill, the Department of Education had a problem that we were only going one way with this, and so they were very generous in helping me to better understand the realities of life, and that's how we came up with the amendment. And the amendment would allow for a student open enrolling from Dakota Valley, perhaps going to the Elk Point Jefferson School District, where Elk Point Jefferson would receive the per student funding from the Dakota Valley system. And it's a fairness issue on the other side. I don't have any other information. It's simply a vehicle that will allow for open enrolled student from the home district that receives state aid going to a new district that does not receive state aid to receive state aid for those students that open enroll, where their school district is local effort is so great that they don't normally receive state aid. And I'll stand by for any questions that you might have.
Representative Broderick, yes, I hope I understand this, and I'm going to ask you specifics such as Dunes, I think, is what you're talking about, North Sioux City, the large valuation they have, they can come up with a $3,600 per student, so therefore no state aid to Dunes.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Jefferson, let's say, local effort, or take $3,600 less local effort, gives them their state aid. Let's say that state aid per student that they get at Jefferson is $1,000 from South Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
But now that student that they receive the state aid for is going to open enroll to Dunes. You're saying then that $1,000 Jefferson would get would now go with the student to North Sioux City. Have I got it right? Because then I would reverse it and find out then how that works.
Thank you for the question, Mr. Chairman. In my original presentation to the House Education Committee, I thought that the state aid formula funding worked just as you articulated.
Okay.
But I found out that that's not true. And I understand that the local effort takes care of the first layer of students, say the first 500, 600, whatever that local effort takes care of. And then the Department of Education comes in through the state aid formula and funds the students over and above what local effort will fund at the tune of $3,666 per student. So it's not broken down like you and I originally thought. So as what happens under this bill is that $3,666 or whatever the amount happens to be in the ensuing years will follow that student who opened enrolled into the school district that does not receive state aid.
So you're saying the entire $3,666 would follow the student to North Sioux City?
Yes.
Okay. Now, if we reverse that and they come from North Sioux City and go over to Jefferson, because they don't receive state aid, but they still have $3,666 for the student, they would get $3,666 from North Sioux City.
As I understand it,
okay.
And also the small school factor would be taken into consideration,
yeah,
if it applied.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I certainly could stand to be corrected by Mr. Beek from the Department of Education. He's the one that took it and saw that I needed educated, and so that opportunity was presented to me at the House Education Committee. And it's a pleasure for me to educate you at the Senate Education Committee.
I appreciate you doing that, and the committee I know does. if we, and like you say, as simple as we can make it, and I know that when we start talking about state aid, we get into the small school factor, we get into the various factors involved there, and we many times forget the KISS principle. And we just have to understand that, we're trying to keep it as simple as possible, and that's what I was trying to do. Any other questions from the committee for Representative Broderick? Hearing none, thank you. Go ahead.
One comment. The money to do this would come from the existing funds, because when a student open enrolls from one district to another to a district that does not receive state aid, that is declining enrollment money that starts rolling around and that has been used in prior years for technology purposes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a budget item, so to speak, a hit on the budget. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Senator Hamm.
Just for my information, what is the main reason for the, is it distance, is it school for the 28 enrollees that are open enroll? Is there a specific reason, or it's just more convenient, or?
I can't address that. Dakota Valley is a new school. It's a very well-to-do district. And they have learning opportunities that are probably a little not better, but more learning opportunities at their school, and distance could be some of it. I don't know what the exact reasons are.
It's not football.
No.
Senator Hamm, I think it becomes more interesting every year as open enrollment goes. We've had it now, I think, for probably 4 or 5 years. And as we go and the various reasons why people, and one of the more important, I think, is the one that, first of all, is the instruction or whatever curriculum that is available to the students. Secondly, that for the parents, probably living in 20 miles, working in another area, that their students are there, they can ride with them, pick them up, and so on. And I think those two things are, as we go, we'll find out more.
Yeah, I think you're right, because Elk Point Jefferson is north of North Sioux City. So a lot of people from that Elk Point Jefferson area drive into Sioux City to work, and they go right by the Dakota Valley School.
Thank you, Representative. Any further proponents or questions? Yes, Senator Huttmacher.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Under this plan, Representative Broderick, who gets to count the state aid of the student center? Whose student count is the student on then?
The ADMs will dictate the amount of money that flows. So they're paid on the basis of ADM. So if Elk Point Jefferson has a student counted in their ADM, they're going to get the state aid for that student. Now, if that student transfers in or to Dakota Valley, then that following year, Dakota Valley will have that student in their ADM, and they will receive the state aid.
Okay, thank you.
So basically saying it would be the resident school district that counts the student in ADM. The non-resident gets the no?
No, the
just opposite.
Well, the resident would receive the state aid for that student.
Oh, okay.
They're running a year behind. So they'll, if they have an ADM of X students, they'll get the state aid for those X students.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Any further questions? Any other proponents? House Bill 1158. Any other proponents? Any other proponents? Seeing none, we'll then move to the opponents of House Bill 1158. Any other proponents? Any proponents? Seeing none. Opponents, I'm sorry. Any other opponents? For the third time, opponents, seeing none. We will then go to committee discussion and action of House Bill 1158. Senator Olson.
Mr. Chairman, I'm just thrilled that I would be given the opportunity to commend Representative Broderick on a very logical bill. In my mind, I'll move to pass.
Moved by Senator Olson, do pass. So do I hear a second?
Second.
Seconded by Senator Hamm. Any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll then close to the vote on House Bill 1158. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Dugard.
Aye.
Hamm.
Aye.
Huttmacher.
Aye.
McIntyre.
Aye.
Munson.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Rose.
Aye.
7 yeas, no nays.
House Bill 1158 will go with a due pass to the floor. Yes, thank you for visiting with us, Representative Broderick. Moving to House Bill 1227, an act to include certain students in a state aid education formula. Representative Teupel.